What's Old Is New Again with the Ethiopian Sound. In Ethiopia, the 1970s truly were a golden age of music. In the capital, Addis Ababa, you could hear a hypnotic blend of Ethiopian rhythms, American jazz, and Europop. And then politics changed. Emperor Haile Selassie died, and so did that music. It's reborn now, though, the Ethiopian sound again in New York City. Producer Derek Rath has the story.
This is the cosmopolitan sound of 1970s Addis Ababa. And this is the sound of the same Ethiopian cafe society 30 years and 7,000 miles later. Bole to Harlem is a group born in a musical meeting of the minds in a New York City restaurant called L'Orange Bleu, where African expatriates and others began swapping ideas in informal jam sessions. David Ashagre Shomer, a successful music producer, was there and saw the potential. The infectious title song, Bole to Harlem, explains both where the music comes from and where it's going. Bole, the main airport in Addis Ababa, is the starting point.
They have these wonderful taxis, which our cover sort of alludes to, where, you know, 12 people will pile into a taxi going in one direction, like a minibus, and the guy will, on the outside are these little street poets, and they'll sit there and they'll call out the destination where they're going, bole, 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 wola safar, wola safar, arat kilo, arat kilo. And then, you know, we sort of had this idea, what if we landed in Addis Ababa in one of our own taxis and we're taking people to Harlem?
Shomer says Bole to Harlem tapped two sources in creating its unique musical brew.
One is Ethiopia's, you know, rich musical culture and heritage. Another thing was the experience of living in Harlem and the different kinds of music that you come in contact every day living in Harlem. You know, great salsa, great merengue, great roots reggae, great hip-hop. There's gospel music playing out of the churches. There's Islamic music on the streets. There's modern
The track in Denga sounds like Rastafarian reggae, but its rhythms are from Bahia in Brazil. These diverse rhythms can be found in Ethiopian music sung in the Amharic language.
Amharic music is in the 6-8 time frame, but if you go to the south, you have like Waletinha and you have all these other beats which are still very much 4-4. Like you go to the south and you have this doom kadoom doom kadoom doom kadoom beat that we hear in Indian music and we hear is, you know, brought over to hip hop via Indian music, yet it's been in southern Ethiopia for millennia.
The vocalist here is Tigis Chibabor. She sings in the Abashar tradition, common to the Horn of Africa. David Shomer hears her as a vital part of Bole to Harlem's sound.
I heard in Tigis' voice something really raw and guttural, and we got together and tried some stuff, and we had this common friend of ours, a really good friend of ours, Maki Siraj, and we said, let's try him doing this new sort of Abashar MC kind of thing. And I think Tigis reflects, you know, sort of the sound of the golden age of Ethiopia, or that typically Abashar voice. And Maki reflects, you know, the new school of what's possible in terms of just evolution, of like taking something and storytelling and just advancing it in that way.
The songs from Bole to Harlem, like this one, Aya Belu, were recorded in between Shomer's regular production sessions.
As people would come through the studio and other things, I'd say, what else are you working on? I just played for them, and everyone who came through was compelled to just be like, ah, let me play on that, man. Come on, come on. You know, it was a reverse of like having to call someone up and beg them to play. And so I'm like, I'm making something for myself. I have no money, but can you come play? Instead, it was like, please let me play. So it was just a really, really reassuring response to, you know, just music for music's sake.
Ethiopian music seems to be enjoying a renaissance around the world. In an ironic coincidence, the same month that Bole to Harlem is released, the exiled Ethiopian dictator Mengistu, who silenced the Golden Age, was found guilty of genocide after a 12-year trial. Thankfully, the music never died. For NPR News, this is Derek Rath.
To Harlem.
Bolé to Harlem is the title of the CD and the group. For more songs from the album, please go to our website, npr.org.